Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emacs the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks Stokes with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it?
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And that man definitely is the acronym and abbreviation for Music Activism News. This show is Chapter 3, Verse 7. And the number here, for a lot of people who are just listening online, you can definitely dial in like our four other people who are waiting to talk. You can dial in to 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Before I go to any phone calls, I need to give you three disclaimers. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So please have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long, but I promise you I will listen. This is an hour-long program, so definitely if you have your thoughts in order, makes everything go easy and fast. And disclaimer number three, press one to talk. But Blog Talk is worldwide and may give me a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will speak because the Creator has allowed it that, hey, the best people to talk besides myself is to hear from somebody else. Might be why I have that one mouth, two ears. And with that being said, I will go to the first person who's online. Wow, we have some nice callers. We have the 216-240. 216-324-216-288, and all ones phone number. So with that being said, who's on first with 216-240? That's 216-240. What's going on this evening?
How we doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I was just calling in because I want to pay homage to you. You don't just do the radio thing. You actually out here with Blackout Sound this Saturday that just passed, helping us out with the promotional package or whatnot, and out there with the Black on Black, representing that as well, and representing yourself. And I just thank you for helping us out with that video every day. I also want to thank Voice It Radio because all last year in 2013, y'all played the track, and I'm just thankful. If it wasn't for this radio station, talk radio, I couldn't see us actually doing a video to that. So y'all pushed us, and I just Blackout Sound, the founder Joseph Motley Jr., real name Joe Legacy, rap name is just paying homage to the people that's constantly supporting Blackout Sound, and we just want to see y'all keep doing great things, and I thank you all for the person.
That's no problem. As a matter of fact, it was an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to be a part of that video shoot that happened mm-hmm. the past week. It was an honor and a pleasure. So if you could get into that, we'll appreciate that.
All right. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
No problem. And thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. As a matter of fact, before I go into anything else and I go down the line and take some phone calls, because of what Black House Sounds did, I'm going to give you the top 10 artists making noise in the streets. Number 10 to number 1 before we took a lot of phone calls. We'll probably play something for Black House Sound. So in the number 10 spot, Monica Phillips. Number 9, HJS Music, and who happens to not only sponsor Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop, gives gift cards to the callers on their show. Number 8, Emacs the Image, Varsity Music. Number 7, Suave, who debuted last week with the GMS Anthem Classic. Number 6, Smooth Gotti, Death Row and Universal Records signed artist from our region, has an interview tonight at 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.com, 89.3 FM, SOTC Radio. Number 5, Miss Shy Kisses. She's gotten her business together to make a big push on her project. Number 4, KYYM, debuted last week. Very nice spiritual artist. Number 3, T.U.G., he debuted last week for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop soundtrack. Number 2, Black House Sounds, last Saturday, they shot a video for their single Every Day. They shot that video all over the Red Line Rapid, all over downtown, Public Square. Tenet do drop in, and yes, I got a chance to be there in person. Number 1, Serene. They're a funk rock poetry band. Came from Akron to perform live on Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., 1490 a.m. Of course, that's newstalkcleveland.com, and we'll be at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop that's happening this Saturday. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-324, see if they have anything that they'd like to share with us this evening. Of course, this is 216-324. How are you doing this evening? Okay, I can appreciate that. For those who want to just call and at least listen to the show, that's beautiful. Now, if you want to chime in on any subject, feel free to always call back. And when you call back, that'll let me know, okay, you have something you'd like to add. Like I say, we do appreciate those type of things. It means a lot. I'm going to go to, and I'm intrigued, but before I get to all of those ones, I'm going to that 216-288 phone number. What is going on with you on this evening?
Hello? Hello,
hey,
Mr.
how
Porter.
Are you?
I'm doing fine, and I just, you know, I was just reading today about Dennis Rodman. Now,
okay.
He said that he has said a lot of things and people were upset because he had been drinking. But the
okay.
most amazing thing, Dennis Rodman checked into rehab.
Okay.
And this is what came out, because he was sober, while the alcohol apparently was drunk. And as a result, he's now saying he's not an alcoholic. I guess alcohol is. So
you
that's
know something
it.
That? I needed that laugh. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. If you anything else you try to add this evening?
No, I'm just listening and learn. Have a good one.
Well, you too, and I appreciate you for definitely calling in with that. Please hold on to the line. I have something I'd like to get into. But before I get into the phone numbers from all of those ones, and then I'll go check out what's going on with that 216-904 number, you know, I can say one thing, which is definite for me. February 22nd, 2002 is when I just stopped using everything. So until Dennis Rodman begins to take issue with himself and some of that erratic behavior that he even admitted, hey, I should have lashed out at the reporter over there about, you know, what was going on in the Korea basketball game and everything else I was drinking. Until he starts to take a look at himself, he will be making a spectacle of himself, because that's an inward journey. And it's just sad to see that, because after seeing him on The Apprentice with Donald Trump and getting his second start, yeah, I expected a whole lot more out of him. But now, this number that's intriguing me, I should play all ones. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on with you this evening? Okay. But I appreciate you for calling in just the same. The drill is, if there's anything else, you can always call back if there's something that you'd like to say, and we would appreciate that as well. One thing I can say before we go to that 216-904 phone number, give another little bit of information while I have the time, because sometimes I don't get a chance to do it enough. 14660 Euclid Avenue, the intersection of Euclid Avenue and Lee Road. That's where we have our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings every Wednesday at the McCall's. It's on the first floor meeting room, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, and those are Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, this is the shameless promotion right here. You can check out things on the Facebook page for Alfred Porter, Jr., period. Alfred Porter, Jr., I have events, news clips, videos, and with that being said, since this number has been, you know, popped up here and been very patient as well, 216-904, you're on live. That's 216-904.
How you doing, Mr. Porter? Is DNA from VHS, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm from Black House Sounds, and I just spoke about, you know, the work you all put in, professional video company, to film the video and all of that. It looked very nice. What's going on with you this evening?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. I just don't want to call, let everybody know that the video will be online soon. So check it out, Black House Sound. I just want to let you know, I appreciate you being there and always supporting us like you always have been doing. I'll see you soon. I'm in the midst of getting some other stuff together, and I'll be able to give you a single of mine too, Talking Reckless. And hopefully soon, you know, I should start an internet radio up at Tri-C, so hopefully soon I can get you to come down, you know, and just, you know, explain the songs that you've done with us and everything, you know, to the people of the show I've been creating. So if you get the chance to, you know, I'll get to you on that another day. But right now I just want to just appreciate everything you've been doing for us. And, you know, let's continue to let's continue doing what we've been doing, you know.
Well, I thank you for that. And since you took the time to definitely invite me, I will make plans to come through at some point, I will say next week. So I thank you so much for
okay.
that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I expect you to have a blessed one. And what I will do is give a little bit of information, and I'm going to play something that I definitely know you're going to like.
Okay.
Thanks again, brother.
Okay.
And with that being said, I'm just going to take the time real quick and let people know that I'm very thankful and very thankful to be doing certain things. And I want to let people know, because it's coming up tomorrow. We'll start with tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 25th at noon, at 1899 Main Classroom Building, Cleveland State University. The Cleveland State University Black Studies Program at the Howard K. Mims African American Culture Center, Room 137, Black on the Silver Screen, The Interest of Current African American Filmmakers. And then following from 4 to 6 p.m., Room 136, The Community Mobilization for Freedom Schools and Cinematic Representation of the Civil Rights Movement. Those two things are going on tomorrow. Please feel free to be a part of that. I also want to go a little bit back in the time and just say that, number one of the things that I was very, very, very thankful to be a part of, and I just want to give that out there and say that to people. One of the things I was very thankful was last Thursday's Black History 365 and Fred Ward presented the Black Men United Affair, or Divided We Fall. It was a community citywide celebration. Hey, you can check my Facebook page, another shameless promotion, I know. Brother Lorenzo pointed out that you can point at the white man, but you have to change the inner you. He teaches the MAAT study group. That's the MAT. And they had a study guide slideshow as a band played, and people ate and networked in attendance. And also in attendance was America's Next Top Spinner, Keith Balfour, MC Radio, Laney, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Twan Billings, and the Kanimu Foundation. So also there, and that group deals with becoming a Black Wall Street. So Storm E was definitely there, and I would just like to say I received the Any Last Words from a Higher Level Entertainment CD, Reg Family Affiliated. It was nice to actually politic and network with that brother, and it was nice that Mayor Frank Jackson's community relations man, Blaine Griffith, came through, grabbed a plate of food, and left in a 25-minute period. Anyway, I think I'll just take the time to play a track from a group that is number 2 in the top 10 countdown, Black House Sounds.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching this shit today.
They ain't ready for me.
Thinking about Coach the Kids saying,
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked.
The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mirror of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty, I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose, nothing in the booth. Live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
And of course, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for music, activism, news. Number here is, of course, 646-478-0944. And before I go to that 216-205 number, followed by 216-965 phone number, just give you all a little bit of information of what's coming up. Should only take 2 minutes or less. I want to let people know that, of course, this coming this coming Saturday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. This Saturday, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Cleveland State University's main classroom building. That's 1899 Euclid Avenue, right between Euclid Avenue and Chester. Large building right there. Large room 136, live DJ Dollar Rock, radio edits, and definitely rap, dance, gospel, musicians, videos to be shown. Kids will be in the house, as well as the band from Akron. And, of course, I want to also add, when it comes to one activity that's coming up, Friday, March the 7th, Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, 9 p.m., 5 in advance, 10 at the door. Oppressed People's Nation presents The Gang of Roses, starring Poison Ivy, featuring Summer, Honey Kapow, Shanna B., hosted by Indica Spitz, Keys and Dope, Sheriff Kilroy, Ray Sharp, and all proceeds will go to the OPN community programs, the programs that they, of course, provide throughout the community. I also want to throw out there to people, if they want to use this phone number, 646-478-0944, for Hood Talk 2, which is on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. National politics broke down to a local level with Emacs and the Head Table. And also use this same number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101. So without any further ado, before going into any topics, I want to know what's on the mind of 216-205. What's going on?
What's happening there, son? This is DJ Dollar Rock coming at you on Full Flash Digital Stereo. What's happening there, Mr. Porter?
Well, what's happening with Mr. Porter right now is I'm glad you were able to call in. I really am, because first and foremost, I wanted to put it out there. Everybody's praying for you right now. That's first and foremost. Everybody is praying for you because, of course, I attended the funeral services to, of course, Tywarn Stewart, your nephew. And what is it you'd like to add?
Well, all I just say is that the service of the day was okay. It's been a pretty long battle. Like I said, first losing my mother, my father, now my nephew. And when my nephew passed, it was 3 days before my birthday, and it came in three, so I don't know exactly what that means. But the one thing that I kind of thought was that the fact that each time that there was a passing of someone that we knew or either someone of a lady knew, my dogs howled for a whole hour a day. You know, and I know it seems kind of weird, but each time they howl like that, something, you know, like this came up. But another thing I want to add to that is that it's going to be hard, you know, what's going on, but, you know, we just got to, you know, do the best we can and try to keep moving and just cling to one another, you know, start doing more things with one another, you know what I mean? Because it's just so fast how you hear a moment and just a snap of a finger and you're gone just like that. You know, a lot of folks don't believe that that could actually happen that way, but it does. But I appreciate your presence, you know, your presence, you coming to the funeral and all, man. I really appreciate that.
Hey, one thing I can say, that even though there was a Black Studies meeting for the advisory board state that I'll get into within about maybe 3 or 4 minutes and a few other things.
Yes, sir.
You have to take care of your family, and that is the definite thing. You know, you have been a strong mentor for me for all of these years, and I do appreciate that. So is there anything else that you'd like to add out there? I would appreciate that.
You know, this is what I like to say. You know, everybody that's listening out here, you know, you know, tell people how you feel about things. Try to strive to do the best that you can, not so much about what other people want you to do, but what it is that you want to do. Try to live out your dream no matter, you know, what people may think. You know, like a fellow once told me once, he said, if you have an opportunity to live out your dream, then do so, because not too many people get to live out their dream, and they're forced into things that they really don't want to do, and they end up being stuck there for the rest of their lives. And as African-American people in this world here, I would encourage each and everybody that's out there, including the youngsters that's coming along, is to try to get yourself in a type of trade or something, a good craft, to where you can make money and be self-employed instead of having to worry about punching the clock like we did over the years. You know, we were taught to go to work real hard, take care of your family, but in the long run, I mean, who wins in all this? I mean, you know, son, you know, look what you've been through, you know, and look what I've been through, and, you know, it never gets you anywhere. You know, be self-employed, do do things right. Just do things right and be honest about what you're doing and be honest with yourself. Number one, be honest with yourself about what you're doing. You know, if you don't know how to do something, hire someone to do it right for you.
I appreciate that, and I need you to do me one thing in 1 minute's time.
Sir.
Since you called me up like this and you've given these words of wisdom to people who need a DJ, please let them know the name of your company and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, the name of my company is Down Solid Entertainment. The phone number is 216-205-2586. That's 216-205-2586.
There you go. And that is for punctuality, accuracy, and precision.
Yes, sir.
And we're asking everyone to please come to the hip-hop workshop and see what it's like when a real DJ works. So I appreciate you, Pop, for calling in.
Yes, sir.
And if you hold the line, not only do we have a story that I think you'll find interesting, but after we take this phone call, we got a song that I know you'll like.
Okay.
Thank you again. And that, of course, is DJ Dollar Rock Down Solid Entertainment. And I'm going to go to this 216-965. That's 216-965. What's on your mind this evening? I appreciate the 216-965 for at least calling to listen. Of course, if somebody's on the line on hold and you call back, then that's when I know you want to speak, and that's a good thing, too. A lot of times we get people call in who like to listen, so with that being said, I do want to get into one thing, one story that is a very important one, and I want to just say that last week's safety form explosion, the safety form explosion that Kim Brown hosted at the Harvard Community Center, featuring guest speakers Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Vice President, Councilman Zach Reed was there representing Ward 2, Romeo Barnes, youth advocate from Amps Magazine. Now, Ms. Brown of the Brown Report Media gave a handout that gave a job description of city council people, their work duties, and their responsibilities. Zach Reed spoke on murders happening in his ward, as well as other wards that dealt with abandoned and vacant properties. That's when I pulled out a flashlight to show why Black on Black Crime Incorporated members are in such great shape, because they're having to search abandoned properties looking for runaways or missing people. Brother Reed must be sober now because of him tapping me on my shoulder in front of news crews such as Newsnet 5 that aired the forum and pointed out that the audience should pay attention to what I had just said, because earlier on that same day, That's right. Last Tuesday, Mayor Jackson had just said there's no money in 2014 to demolish vacant properties. Reed stressed that Cleveland is not broke, but our mayor isn't putting money into abandoned buildings. This transcends to another part of the story. Reed said what a majority of us have been promoting, which is men have to stand up to protect our women. I was able to tell people how OPN, alongside Shayna B, were giving women who lived in East Cleveland rides to and from work late night and early mornings. I also was able to sidebar Zach when he said most burglaries are done by juveniles. So I spoke to him about the fact that Black on Black Crime Incorporated has been promoting using youth to rehab vacant properties, but we were ignored. I was surprised that Zach was receptive. Now, this safety forum was held to represent Wards 1, 2, and 4. The highest homicide rate is Ward 1 first, followed by Ward 4. And neither Councilman Pruitt of Ward 1 nor Kenneth Johnson of Ward 4 attended. Neither did new chair Matt Zone, who is in charge of course, public safety at the city council. That's right, the city council's public safety chair, Matt Zone. And he visited Cadell to speak with Westside residents on safety concerns, even though any three wards on the east side murder rates are more than the entire murder rates of the entire west side. Kimberly F. Brown and the audience hammered Zach Reed for 2 hours, and the outcome was that everyone in the room was heading to visit City Hall, of course, tonight to make the city listen. So with that being said, you know, the measure of a person's great work, like DJ Dollar Rock and a few others, you can measure it by what their peers think of them. And with that being said, I'm going to play a particular track that deals with, of course, comes from AUG, and, of course, what he thought of not only the hip-hop workshop, but a few names involved. This goes out to, of course, DJ Dollar Rock, the entire family, and we will be keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. Peace.
Yeah. Ha. Always underground game. That's my freestyle, I read. Yo, check this out. Yo. I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting, but this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip-hop when you got dollar rocks. Squab in the spirit, I give your mad props. Hip-hop workshop, keep it in your area. We got that new stuff, take it through the burial ground, because we represent the underground. Local hip-hop in the 216 clown. Giving shots to the sheriff, he's my main promoter. My dog kept it real at the bottom line. His name is El Porter, bulletproof. Just like my dog, his name is Suave. Call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party. Always underground game, that's my main claim to fame. Hip-hop workshop, always on the main. Yeah, what's up? This is AUG, always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground love is the game, coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jerry. United North, Swap God, DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD, Freestyle. Yeah.
And, of course, I just want to say that on Saturday, March the 22nd, that's right, information time, Saturday, March the 22nd, Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions presents Kicking It with Cleveland's Hip Hop OG Style, Kinsman Square Party Center, 3224 East 93rd St. Clair off Kinsman, 9 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door, Beat Effect, Suave Gotti, Big Stone the Butcher, Eric Wilson, J. Cool, Osage, Riff Raff, DJ Jack the Ripper, and the Chosen Two Band. Food will be there, cabaret style, BYOB. Maybe I'll bring my own Faygo. And Al Porter, guest host. I guess I'll make my way towards that and see what's going on. And now, because you all gave me just a little bit too much time, I might have to get myself in just a little bit of trouble with a little bit of information. But before I do that, I will point out that on Wednesdays, voiceitradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs Wednesdays 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio, type in Bored and Restless Radio. Just type in Bored and Restless Radio. Let Miss Contagious and the rest of them know that you heard about that particular show through, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And now I think I'll get myself in a little bit of trouble, but, hey, why not? Because this is a very, very interesting story in itself. I'm sure to bring back a lot of memories to those people who kind of went through those things. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty will air a series of public service announcements to raise awareness on the county's heroin epidemic. Of course, that campaign started last Monday. The theme, Let's Face It, which will include TV ads and a website, letsfaceheroin.com. Now, with info on where addicts and family members can get help, there will be epidemic information and personal stories by those touched by the epidemic. This was paid for by using forfeiture, that's right, forfeited funds from convicted criminals. McGinty said he will continue to prosecute people who provide heroin that contributes to hundreds of deaths that's risen since 2007. Almost 200 people died in Cuyahoga County due to heroin overdoses last year. McKinney also urged local broadcasters to donate time beyond what he had purchased. Now, Lauren Patterson, activist and public service person, she spoke on the crack epidemic. You know, the crack epidemic, which hit major cities across the U.S. between 1984 and the early 90s. That's right, 1984 and the early 90s. And believe it or not, they might not want you to believe it, but crack is still in high use right now. But anyway, many people feel crack hit the U.S. like an out-of-control Mack truck because there weren't enough warning signs. Now, that's where we left off last week. But it's very interesting. And some of what I talk about, I know DJ Dollar Rock is going to bring back memories to him, as well as a few others. Because, you see, in the early 80s, cocaine was shipped by majority to the U.S., landing in Miami, passing through the Bahamas and Dominican Republic. Now, there was a huge glut of cocaine powder in these islands, which caused prices to drop by almost 80%. Now, faced with dropping prices for their, of course, illegal product, drug dealers decided to convert the powder to crack, a solid, smokable form of cocaine that could be sold in smaller quantities to make people. They sold it in smaller quantities so that it would definitely be able to get to more people and make it more accessible to people. That's something to think about. So that's how it happened. They converted it from the powder to crack, and they made it a solid, smokable form of cocaine that could be sold in smaller quantities to more people. Now, it was cheap, simple to produce, ready to use, and highly profitable for dealers to develop. So in 1981, crack appeared in L.A., San Diego, Miami, Houston, and the Caribbean. Now, you know, Caribbean Isles, you know. In 1984, such major cities such as New York, Philly, Houston, L.A., and Detroit were selling pure dosage. That's right. One pure dosage for as little as $2.50. Crack was used on a large scale in L.A. in 1984, and distribution and use exploded the same year. Now, here's where it gets very interesting. It was in 1986 and 28 states in the District of Columbia had availability, such as New Orleans, Memphis, Philly, New York City, Houston, San Diego, San Antonio, Baltimore, Portland, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincy, Detroit, Chi-Town, St. Paul, St. Louis, Atlanta, Oaktown, Kansas City, Miami, Newark, Boston, San Fran, Albany, Buffalo, and Dallas. In 1985, crack-related hospital emergencies rose from 23,500 to 26,300, which was a 12% increase, but in 1986, it increased 110% from 26,300 to 55,200. Between 1984 and 1987, crack incidents increased to 94,000, beginning with the Iran-Contra affair. Politicians and journalists, now here you go, politicians and journalists began to point out that the CIA allowed Contra rebels direct involvement in drug trafficking under the Reagan administration. Remember Oliver North? Between 1984 and 1994, homicide rates for black males aged 14 to 17 more than doubled, and the homicide rate for black males 18 to 24 increased nearly as much. During this period, the black community experienced increased fetal death rates, low birth rate babies, also as well as weapons arrests. By 1996, approximately 60% of jailed inmates in the U.S. were sentenced on drug charges. Reasons for the increased crime was mostly due to the fact that drug distribution occurred mainly in low-income inner-city neighborhoods. This gave many inner-city residents the opportunity to move up the economic ladder in a drug market that allowed dealers to charge a low minimum price. The basic reason for the risk of crack was economics. At the height of the crack epidemic, there was cause for alarm from drug counselors, civic and religious leaders. Think about it. Drug counselors, civic and religious leaders were calling for proactive programs such as major commercial warnings on the devastation, i.e., such as what McKinney is doing for heroin and many other people are doing across the country now. As a matter of fact, there are nationwide, and here's the thing, nationwide warnings against heroin. But in the mid-80s, the warnings we had against crack came from hip-hop. I know DJ Dolla Rock remembers that. You know, Kumo D's Monster Crack, De La Soul, Say No Go, PDP, General Abrams, Crack Kills Applejack, Sadat X, Slow Down, Public Enemies, Monkey on My Back, and that is the Living Bassheads. You know, when it came to heroin, you could go back to Curtis Mayfield. Fred is dead. But which was our public service announcements? Heroin at one time? When it hit the communities, where was it? In the 50s and 60s, it hit with such a force that many inner-city elders in Chicago and New York, they recall seeing addicts, a.k.a. junkies. That's the term that was used. They saw junkies in doorways and alleys, and there were no warnings back then. When American Gangster, the movie, with Denzel Washington, he starred in it, music from Jay-Z, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, went to the Magic Johnson Theater to warn that we should take notice that glamorizing the heroin trade. But no warnings or concerns. Television ads came out until suburbs, rural townships, and others, besides what was already happening to the black, Latino, and poor whites, when the rural townships and the suburbs that are now being affected, that's when those warnings are now being issued and came up. So with that being said, I just wanted to thank Lauren Patterson for bringing this issue up. Maybe the lesson is to warn and deal with everyone's problems, no matter what area they are, because sooner or later, maybe they will end up affecting you and your community. With that being said, I'm going to be nice now. Time to calm down. I'm going to put on some K-Y-Y-M Kim. Kim Julius Hammond. Say what?
be there for you. I'll whisper in your ear and tell you what you need to hear. Feet, I'll be your sweetie. After a hard long day, I'll run your bath, I'll cook your dinner.
Come on, come on, say what you say.
I was there for you.
Try one more time to that 216-965 phone number, 216-965, and see what might be on your mind. Give you a chance enough to add something in there. 216-965, you're on live.
Hello.
And of course, yes, how are you?
Can you hear me?
You there? Yes,
can
I
you
can.
Hear me?
How are you doing? Yes, I can. I should have known.
Oh, you can't. How can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. I think all of us can hear you.
All right. Well, very good. Listen, just wanted to give you an update about the meeting down at City Council. What we didn't know tonight is that, you know, Cleveland City Council does not allow the public, although we put people in office, to speak at their city council meetings. So we have been instructed to write to the council clerk in order to get permission to speak at one of the committees. And the committee, in fact, would be the safety committee. So, of course, that letter will be sent out tonight The other thing is, we did have the opportunity to speak to Mr. Matt Zone, who acknowledged the fact that he did receive the letter, but he was too tied up, too busy to come over to the southeast side of Cleveland to deal with issues of the African-American community. Now, he did tell us that the next time we have a meeting, and, of course, we will, because we're going to go ahead and keep this thing moving and build a momentum so, therefore, we can begin to generate safety within our community, that he will be there. So, Matt Zone, we did have the opportunity to confront him one-on-one. Now, let me tell you about the other two folk. Now, Councilperson Kenneth Johnson, of course, was there in chambers, and so was Councilperson Terrell Pruitt. Well, Councilperson Johnson and Councilperson Pruitt, and let me make this very clear, Councilperson Ken Johnson, not Jeff Johnson, they both literally ran out of the chambers this evening. They knew we were there. The reality is this. You know how everybody stands around and they talk after the fact and they greet the public, their constituents, their voters? These two individuals literally ran when they saw members of Ward 4 and Ward 1 standing in the wings trying to get answers from them regarding the safety of our community. And the reality is this. It is council's job not only to enact laws and legislation, but also to protect our civil rights. And people need to understand that every time they run from issues regarding safety issues, they are disrespecting and ignoring our civil liberties and our civil rights that are granted by the Constitution of the United States of America. And this is the reason why during election year 2013, it was very imperative for people to come out and vote these clowns out of office. And I did say clowns.
Ooh-wee.
And I did say clowns.
You did say clowns. A strong repeating of that three different times. As a matter of fact, what's the newspaper that you are doing now? And how can we see it?
Yes, my newspaper is called The Brown Report. It's e-newspaper online. It's unlimited copies. And then we put 3,000 on the ground. Now, the newspapers come out the first of every single month. So, of course, a new newspaper for March is getting ready to drop on Saturday. And right now I'm actually completing the story of tonight's event regarding Mr. Ken Johnson and Mr. Terrell Pruitt. The reality is this. The voters have a right to know we're not going anywhere. We're going to stand up here in our wards, and we're going to make sure our wards become very, very safe. And I'll tell you this. It's not the temporary title that a man has that can get the job done. It's the person who has the compassion in their heart and the belief in the vision that will win every single ward. So right now, we have taken it upon ourselves as of tonight. We know we're not going to get any assistance, any help from them. So we'll fly through City Hall. We're going to follow their protocol, and we're going to go to these committee meetings, and we're going to make things happen for ourselves. And that's what residents need to do. Stop complaining. Stop looking for other people to govern us when we can govern ourselves. Okay? The circus is not in town. We don't need these clowns out here. The clowns got to go. They put them back in office, but yet and still, it's getting worse out here. It's getting worse. And eventually, people got to wake up, Al, and say enough is enough is enough is enough. And we're tired.
Thank you so much for calling in. Well, it's a good thing that we waited up and started the show late, because this is the highlight of the show right now, to get that real information out there. Thank you again.
No, thank you, and I appreciate all of your support, and I appreciate you, you know, allowing me to come on air. And, of course, we'll constantly, you know, give you updates, as well as Mr. Art McCoy and everybody else who think that their life is valuable. Because the reality is this, Al, your life matters, my life matters, our children, their lives matters, everybody matters. And for our council people to be so disrespectful, so disdainful, everybody should be in an uproar and outrage. We don't have to be treated in a substandard manner under any circumstances. You're only treated if you allow yourself to be treated that way. And today, as always, absolutely not. This is what I say.
Thank you again. May you have a blessed remainder of this week, and I look forward to us going down to those safety committee meetings.
All right, Al. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And with that being said, I thank you all. Look forward to seeing you all this coming week. You know, I'm going to put on this other lady who had some powerful lyrics, 36 Bars of Power, Miss Shy Kisses. I'll definitely send that out because it calls a lot of names of
artists that, of course, even Mama Porter and DJ Dollar Rock recognize. Peace.
Bitch, you looking what I'ma do. I'ma do what I was born to. Explosive, I'ma warn you. My verse is TNT. It's blowing up your whole view. Totally intense, yeah, I get it from my mama. Don't claim your verses, kill me. Trust you, do not want them problems, I promise. Turn your ass to chicken noodle sama. Cook you where you stand and let me see like Benihana. I'm sicker than your average, bitch. I'm a don-dot, I hold this ain't no average. Shit, I go in when I'm going off that pad and that pen. I might kick a freestyle every now and then. I'm back up on my bullshit. And with my niggas, yeah, we party and we bullshit. B.I.G., rest in peace, yo. I gotta pay homage to the ones before me. Tupac, a lyric G, 5 footers, Warren G. You got 9 EBE, MC Light, Queen I see. Ice Cube, Master P, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, Remy, Milo, Kim, Shantae, EBE. A music bloodline, that's just a few. I'ma leap up on this music tree. This shit is in my roots, don't believe me. Go ahead and test me. I take your loops and hi-hats and break them down on your best beat. I'm too cool with it, mellow smooth with it. If Ill could teach, man, you swear I went to school with it. Speaking of school, real shit, I used to hate that shit. All them different type of groups, I used to hate those kids. See, I was the one that sat in back of the class, observing corny motherfuckers, knock knock jokes with no laughs. They say you used to be quiet, only talk to a few, never shy, never quiet. I just ain't fuck with you, and hi, I ride for my bitches, different bloodline. Still found my God for my bitches. For you snake ass, fake ass, side hoe mistress, I shoot you execution